Macedonia has reopened its border to refugees who come from Syria. That's a big change. The tiny Balkan nation is one of many European countries where Syrians seek shelter. As recently as last week, Macedonia closed its border. Police even used tear gas and stun grenades to keep people out. You grasp what this means when you spend time with one Syrian family. They met reporter Joanna Kakissis.
We have to save the time, huh?
Talal and Liza are a young couple who grew up in Kutsaya, a city not far from the Syrian capital, Damascus. They're walking on a dirt road lined with cornfields near the Greek border town of Idomeni. They fled Syria 3 weeks ago after Kutsaya fell under siege. They don't want to give their last names to protect their family back home.
There is no electricity, no food, no water. We don't know what to do, so we leave Kutsaya. Now we are going to country who can help us.
They're trying to reach Germany. They've already traveled through Turkey, where they paid smugglers to ride a small raft from the Turkish city of Marmaris to the Greek island of Simi. And their three young children are with them.
Husam, Elma, Mudi.
And Husam is nine, Elma
is five. Yes, nine is five, and Mudi is four.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Moody's feet are still blistered from the family's six-hour hike to reach the border.
Look, do you know why she's crying?
Why?
She's afraid she's going to walk again in the forest. She said her leg is hurting her. She don't want to go walking. She asked me to carry her.
The border is muddy and covered with garbage. Aid workers explain in Greek and Arabic that the Macedonian police are only letting through groups of 100 people at a time. Liza, Talal, and the kids camped out here for days. They were here when the Macedonian police closed the border, then tear-gassed refugees and migrants who protested. Liza watched in horror.
They beat some people. We tried to cross the forest to get to another side. There is a lot of bad people in the forest too, and it's dangerous for the kids.
On the other side of the border, in the Macedonian town of Gevgelia, Alexander Januzovsky of the Macedonian Red Cross explains that more than 4,000 people had packed into the tiny train station here last week.
And a huge crowd was here. Everybody was trying to get their documents, trying to get over a line, to some points where they faked medical emergency just to get their papers.
The town was overwhelmed, so the government brought in buses to get the Syrians and other refugees and migrants out of Gevgelia and on to Serbia. The migrants have to buy their own tickets. Back in Greece, Liza and Talal wait at the border. Alessandra Morelli, an aid worker from the UN's refugee agency, takes photos with their kids.
Habibi! Habibi! Love and peace, love and peace, love and peace. Stop the war, stop the war.
Morelli tells them that the Macedonian police are less testy now and the family can cross soon. The time comes to cross. Liza and Talal wave and their two girls say goodbye. They wait on the train tracks in front of Macedonian police with riot shields. Another 100 refugees arrive. Behind them, walking in a line on the highway, there are hundreds more, hoping the path to northern Europe stays open. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Idomeni, Greece.